You are also looking at a situation where it's very difficult then internally to ensure that those finances actually get to where they are supposed to be, in the sense that you do not have any democratic institutions in Zimbabwe to actually account of those finances. I remain a person who is committed to relieving the pain that our people are going through. The mechanism has got to be right. The delivery vehicle at the moment is defective. If you ask me what my position is, it would be to say we need to establish a stable political environment in Zimbabwe before we give our people a half-cooked solution in terms of economic recovery. In other words, what we're saying is that the UN, same as the Iraqi deal for food for oil, although it was badly managed, I would want to see a better managed process in Zimbabwe where we say we will sell your diamonds purely with the aim of establishing democratic institutions. In other words, the constitutional development process will be based on those resources, the democratic structures like an independent police, an independent judiciary, an independent media, an empowered civil society, rather than the one that we currently have, which I think is defective as well. You know, you put a mechanism in place that accepts those resources purely for that purpose. Now, once those democratic institutions are in place, you can then, you know, fully certify the diamond to say now you can trade like any other nation, because there is an elected democratic government in place and institutions are in place to account for those resources on behalf of the Zimbabwean people. At the moment, for the technical process to fully certify those diamonds, I think it's just letting the dogs out. That's what I'm saying.
And today we've heard Minister Biti saying that from the diamonds that have been sold so far in Zimbabwe by the Zimbabwe Mining Development Corporation, he has not seen a penny of that money. What do you think needs to be done, like now in this present situation, if the diamonds are okayed by the Kimberley process?
Tendai Biti has become the definition of self-contradiction. On the one side, he says there is no accountability in terms of where, you know, the income generated by diamond trading is actually gone because Treasury has received nothing. On the other side, he is saying we need the Kimberley process to certify Zimbabwean diamonds so that we can utilize those resources for economic stabilization and recovery in Zimbabwe. Now, those are two issues clearly to me that are self-contradictory. You are yearning for resources to come in, resources which you confess you are not going to be able to access. Again, it speaks to the MDC being in a world of dualism here. On the one hand, they still want to insist on getting resources available for the people. On the other hand, they are subjugated to a system where they are really basically powerless. So I think there is a lack of leadership within the MDC. You need people who can take a stand and say, look, let's not sell our people a half-baked economic recovery solution. What we need is an economic recovery solution based on democratic institutions. We're not going to support the certification of the Kimberley process certifying Zimbabwean diamonds. We are going to say no trading in diamonds until democracy and transparency are put in place. In the meantime, partially certify the diamonds. Water and sewage can be maintained at this level. Some semblance of normality in terms of our shops, etc., and food can be maintained. But then accelerate the process of getting democratic institutions in place.